Hare Krishna. So after describing about a sadhaka, a practitioner, Krishna spoke something about a perfected being. Now Krishna continues the same theme where he is giving different qualities and behavior of a person who has attained perfection. So let's see that in shloka number 22.
Yadrucha labha santushto Dvandvatito vimatsaraha Samaha siddhav asiddhav cha Kritvapi nani badhyate.
So very, very nice shloka. In fact, it is very practical to implement in our day-to-day life also. It says,
Yadrucha labha santushtaha.
He satisfied. Santushta. He satisfied with what? Labha. With gain. That yadricha, which comes by his own accord. And dvandva tito vimatsaraha. He is free from dvandva, duality, and vimatsaraha, envy.
Samaha siddhav asiddhav cha.
He is equal both in siddhav, that is success, and asiddhav, that is failure.
Kritvapi.
He continues working. But the best thing is na nibhadyate. He is never entangled. So this shloka is a very, very instructive shloka which tells us how to work. So here it is said that he is satisfied with gains which are obtained of their own accord. He labors honestly as far as in his power and is satisfied with whatever is obtained by his own honest labor. So this is called as give your best and leave the rest. A very, very nice mood of a person.
So here one thing is very clear that when we work, we don't have any control on the results. No control at all. But still there's a lot of expectation. And then there's so much of endeavor that the person puts. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. But then what is under our control, that we need to understand.
Under our control, what is that? The only thing is our work. We can give 100% while doing our work. Everything that we can do it, you know, while working. But then, after that, we don't have any control. And most of the time, the tension is about what? The stress is about what? About what is going to happen now. Because that is uncertain. Completely out of control. So a person who is a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, he understands very clearly that these results which are there, these are not in my control. So why should I really hold it and take a lot of tension and stress? So what he does, he gives his 100%, thinking that Krishna has given me the opportunity to work, to do this service, let me give my 100%. And then, what about the result? He just leaves it on to Krishna. Krishna will take care. He knows what to give and what not. And even for common public, forget about devotees, even for common public, when it comes to the results of the work, that depends on the past karma. Now when it depends on the past karma, tell me, will the person know what he's going to get? No. But still, unnecessary tension is there. So if someone can get this attitude of give your best, give your 100% and leave the rest to Krishna, then he'll be so peaceful and calm in every phase of life. So this is something which Bhagavad Gita stresses on throughout, that don't get attached to the results. Don't get attached to the results. But give your best. Give your 100%. That's what is told here. He does not allow anyone's service to hamper his own service in Krishna consciousness. For the service of the Lord, he can participate in any kind of action without being disturbed by the duality of the material world. This material world is full of dualities. If there is good, there is bad with it. Some association of bad will be there. And then when it comes to success, it will surely follow with some failure. If it is cold, if it's winter, then surely the summer will come to produce the heat. So like this, this world is completely full of dualities. Now to work in such a world which is full of dualities is very, very difficult. But still, for the service of Krishna, the person can go to any extent
without caring for duality. Here, the only goal that the person has is, I want to give pleasure to Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. Come what may, I don't care. I'm ready to do anything for serving Krishna. When this mode is there, then how is it possible that the person will get affected by the dualities? He's completely immune to all the dualities of this world. Because he's so focused that what is happening around, it hardly matters for him. He just wants to do that particular thing. This is another very, very important mood of a person which we can imbibe in our day-to-day life. If we are focused in serving Krishna, the dualities of this nature, dualities of this world will not affect us. Again, the same thing. The disturbance that gets created in the mind is mostly because of the dualities, because of the uncertainties, because of the good and bad, success and failure, friends and enemies, etc., etc. So all that actually creates a lot of disturbance. But then if we follow Bhagavad Gita and just understand that we have to work for Krishna, and if we are really focused, then automatically, you know, we'll become very equipoised. You know, it hardly matters what is happening. Here it is said that a Krishna conscious person is above duality because he does not hesitate to act in any way for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, he is steady both in success and in failure. These signs are visible when one is fully in transcendental knowledge. So, when a person is very much educated or very much knowledgeable when it comes to the scriptures, Vedic scriptures, he understands what's the reality. Normally, when there is no clarity, the person will just keep doing all sorts of nonsense possible. Now, just imagine, we have a blindfold and then the person is asked to tell what are the things around. Now, what will he tell? If he's coming to a new place, blindfolded, and then he's asked that, tell what is there around. He can only do one thing, that keep guessing. Keep guessing till the eternity, but he will not be able to arrive to the conclusion that what exactly is there around. Right? That's what is the case with many, many people in this world. No clarity at all in life, what to do. Forget about what to do. They don't have clarity of what they are doing currently. If a person is running on the road, and then you stop him and ask, where are you going? The person says, I don't know, but I have to run. That's exactly what people are doing in this world. But you know what? When a person is Krishna conscious, when a person is devotee, he has full clarity. He has full clarity by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, by the mercy of Shastra. That is the Vedic scriptures. He has full clarity. He knows what next to do. I am in this phase of life. Now in the next phase, what am I supposed to do? After that, what am I supposed to do? And finally, he understands what is the goal of life. He understands that he has to break the cycle of birth and death. So in this way, one has to get this clarity. And this clarity will come. It will emerge with time when we are every single day practicing devotional service, practicing our sadhana bhakti. That is chanting the holy names of Lord Shri Krishna, reading the Vedic scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and hearing from the realized souls, discourses on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, coming together and doing some service with them. You know what will happen with this? With time, the clarity will emerge. And this clarity actually gives a lot of confidence to the person to lead a life of full of enthusiasm and happiness. So in this way, these are the qualities of a perfected being, but still, we sadhakas also can imbibe in our day-to-day life by the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. Now, after describing about sadhaka, about siddha, now Krishna is going to bring in a new concept, a very, very nice and important concept of yajna. So, let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.